with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Hillsborough County Emergency Management Director Tim Dudley says people in the Tampa area should be ready to get moving.
It's time to start implementing your evacuation plans, preparing your family, your pets, your property, and your businesses. Do it right now while the weather's still clear and you still have time.
Milton has rapidly strengthened and is now a Cat 5 as Florida gears up for what could be its biggest evacuation in 7 years. The major hurricane moving over the Gulf of Mexico heading toward population centers, including Tampa and Orlando. Milton could make landfall Wednesday in the Tampa Bay area. Meanwhile, the death toll from Hurricane Helene is at 232. As the grim task of recovering bodies continues, more than a week after that monster storm ravaged the U.S. Southeast, the death toll could rise even higher. It's not clear how many people are unaccounted for or missing. Helene, the deadliest hurricane to hit the mainland U.S. since Katrina in 2005. Also at SRNNews.com, a lower court order barring emergency abortions, which violate the law in Texas, will remain in place.
The U.S. Supreme Court, without giving any reason, has let stand the decision. In arguing for the lower court order to be thrown out, the Biden administration pointed to the Supreme Court's action in a similar case from Idaho earlier this year, in which the justices narrowly allowed emergency abortions to resume while a lawsuit continues. Texas officials argued that hospitals cannot be required to provide abortions that would violate the state's ban. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sided with the state, ruling in January that the administration had overstepped its authority. Jeremy House, Washington.
And the Dow is 270 points in the red. The Nasdaq composite off 87. This is SRN News. A disturbing new poll from the United Kingdom.
More people believe that God does not exist than believe that he does in the UK. That's the finding of a multi-year study run by Queen's University Belfast. 42% of the British people now say they don't believe in God versus 37% who do. It is a stunning development in a nation with a rich Christian history. The faith first took hold in what is modern-day England in the 300s, and the embrace of Christianity there produced Methodism, Charles Spurgeon, and the King James Bible, amongst other things. Michael Harrington is SRN News.
Jewish communities reacted with horror at last year's October 7th attack by Hamas on Israel. Today's one-year commemoration of the assault hits home particularly hard in Pittsburgh's Jewish community. It was in Pittsburgh on October 27th, 2018, that a gunman carried out the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history, killing 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue. This is SRN News. Today marks the one-year anniversary of Hamas's brutal and unprovoked offensive against Israel. The attacks killed 1,139 people, including 815 civilians. An additional 251 persons were taken hostage during the initial attack. Military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says Hamas offensive had one goal in mind.
This was a blatant and a very aggressive, coordinated effort to really begin to whittle away at the sovereignty and the lifeblood of the Israeli nation.
McGinnis spoke with the Salem Radio Network. A Pakistani separatist group claimed responsibility for a late-night bombing that targeted a convoy Chinese national outside the country's largest airport, killing two workers from China. The attack by the Blaylock Liberation Army outside the southern port city of Karachi. More details at SRNNews.com.